Okay, so we did get some information that Ray J left his pregnant, 8-month pregnant wife alone while he ran the streets. And now there is actually word that she's having a pregnancy divorce party all in one. So I'm not sure how much she can really party since she's 8 months pregnant. But she says their marriage is over. And if you're not aware, Princess Love has her own vegan cosmetics line. She's a really beautiful girl. She used to date Mayweather, and then now she's been dating Ray J. With Raycon Electronics, he's a millionaire, billionaire, whatever. So he needs to worry about that bag because she's about to take it. And he's been cheating on her a lot. Like, a lot of people are concerned that this is the way that she got him, and this is the way she's going to lose him. But you never know. Like, they have a really cute daughter. I hope they stay together. You know, it doesn't mean it's okay for a man to cheat. She's been with Ray J through thick and thin, and I really like watching her on the show because it makes me feel like, wow, there is some hope for those kind of guys that are actually like stars and that may have a family now. But unfortunately, I guess, even though he's gained about 50 pounds, he got a bit of a stomach, women are not shying away from being with him, I guess, on the side. So unfortunately, it looks like they're headed to Splitsville. And up next, we'll have some information about another Love and Hip Hop alumni, which is April and Lil Fizz. And then we'll be going deep into Omarion's situation that he talked about on Vlad TV. He's not bothered by the fact that they're together. And I really like that about Omarion. He's into his yoga, his energy, and he's just not feeling this situation. He did say that they need to change the narrative. I'll be talking about that more on the podcast on RadioTubeTV.com, on the YouTube page, as well as our website. So make sure to come to our website and dig into some of that information there. And don't forget to comment below and let your voice be heard. Because on our station, we like all of our viewers' voice to be heard. And coming soon, we will be having a call-in line where you can talk to us live when we're actually doing either Anchor or if we're doing Periscope. We want to talk to you, even if it's Instagram. But we will be blocking those people that want to get on and talk crazy. So we don't entertain that, okay? You might get blocked if you... But otherwise, you know, I am definitely going to go ahead and give you that tea later about what's going down with Ray J and Princess Love. Looks like they're headed to Splitsville, so I'll give you more details about that later. But for right now, let's go and listen to some great new music from Chris Brown and Drake. It's like my favorite song, so you know I got to play that for you guys. And then after that, we'll be actually playing some music by Bad Bunny, his newest track. Thank you for tuning in. This is RadioTubeTV.com, where independent music lives, baby. We do accept all content. We don't just like say, oh, hip-hop, because I like playing hip-hop on my station, but we want to get in some new broadcasters. So for those that want other types of music to be played, then make sure that you tell your friend or someone that's interested in podcasting, or, you know, if they're interested into anything that has to do with music, then come to us. We'll definitely be a release of a new option on our website for those that are interested that want to become broadcasters. Make sure to go. Okay, so in this segment of Radio Tube TV, Air to the Streets, I appreciate every single one of you guys, my studio audience. Make sure that you comment below. I'm going to feature a comment from the last couple of videos. I appreciate everybody that watched the April Jones video. It looks like that did pretty well. I'm hoping to do better on the next video. So thank you so much for helping us out with those views. We really appreciate all 300 views that we received from that video. So at this time currently, you know, our audience basically believes that April Jones is just a hoe. I didn't say it, they did. But I said it too, you know. I think that was what was funny about it, is that unfortunately other people actually agree with me. They think April Jones is a hot mess and she needs to get her life together. And everybody has their moment. I'm not trying to bag on her. Who knows what kind of stuff she's went through in her life. But it doesn't mean that it's an excuse to act badly. You know, and she, I get it. You know, she doesn't care what people think. But she did go back to social media this week. And apparently Lil Fizz was clowning her about using Photoshop for her abs. And that made her get on the gram and show her ass, literally. Like, she was like, I could poke it out, pooch it out, whatever. And, you know, I just think of that. And, you know, and at times she sounds very intelligent, very smart. But then on the other hand, she sounds really crazy, you know, especially on the reunion. Her and Jay Books went at it, but there really didn't, nothing really came to that of that. You know, they just went back and forth, and Zell and his homegirl were at her throat. So it was an interesting, show, but I'm waiting for part three so we can get some more tea. So at this time, currently, we do have some more updates to provide to you guys, because I kind of waited on this story because I knew Lizzo was going to do something else. We all know that, you know, usually nowadays when you are an artist, you're kind of on the fence of clout chasing and also being, you know, the type of artist that either has good bars or you don't. You know, it's really just depends. It's give or take. It doesn't mean that if you're a rapper, you're going to be the best rapper ever. Or if you're a entertainment type artist, you know, like Cardi B, where other people write your raps or you wrote them at the beginning, you know, you kind of have to stay into the news. And so Lizzo's making another name for herself with this whole situation with her ass out at the Laker game. Now, I personally don't think that she had to do that to get attention. I think her just being there and twerking would have been okay. But she is promoting this Hustlers movie where she's a stripper, so it doesn't surprise me. One thing I can say about her, she's very talented, because I wouldn't be able to do the dance she did with those shoes on. She really did a good job. But on the other hand, there are kids there, and you have to think about, how do other people feel about me doing what I'm doing? And I felt bad for her based on the fact that she really did not need to do that to get attention. But it's her prerogative. I'm happy that she's happy with herself, you know, when it comes to her body type. No matter what body type you have, some women are just insecure. So I'm not talking about how big she is. I think she's a beautiful woman, to be completely honest. And I think beauty radiates from the actual personality and who you are, not so much of how big you are. I've met a lot of different sized people that maybe, you know, they don't have the best body, but they have a better disposition than I do, or many other girls that look better than them. So it has nothing to do with looking good or bad. I don't judge people based on that. I just think that she should have took a little bit more time to think, you know, her talent is enough where she doesn't have to do that. And I don't think she did it for that purpose, but my personal opinion is there are kids there, and her whole ass cheeks were hanging out like Prince did on the American Music Awards. So it's kind of questionable of how she, you know, how would you think this is going to help? But that's her thing. It's her prerogative. Big ups to Lizzo for being number one and being an independent artist for quite some time. But I am getting tired of the song. Like, I like her music when in small doses. I don't like it every day. And that's one thing that you can enjoy our site, radio2tv.com. We do play various types of music as well as independent mixed with major. So you might want to go check us out so you can see some artists that you've never heard a million times a day before. But ultimately, you know, we do have some people that are a little bit upset with her. And supposedly the thing was, is that she's banned from the NBA games. I don't really think that they really did that, but we'll see what happens next on that. Ultimately, the next topic we're going to talk about here is the concern that many people have in regards to the situation with Jay Boggs. You know, they don't know if he's on something or not. There was a video that surfaced that I talked about on our last broadcast, where he was drooling at the mouth. They say that he's on heroin or maybe fentanyl or something. I don't really know. Maybe he was just tired. You know, maybe it was after the Millennium Tour. I don't know. But at the end of the day, if you're struggling with any type of drug abuse, make sure that you get the help that you need. And sometimes that help isn't actually something that you want. So I know a lot of people say, you know, okay, you should just do it. It's not that easy for some people once they get hooked. So let's just hope that that's not the case, you know. At the end of the day, we did get some wind that the reason why Omarion did not want to continue with the Millennium Tour was because he actually has his own music out. And I listened to it. It's actually pretty good. It's actually pretty good. So you got to definitely go to our site, radiotubetv.com. Look at the April Jones post, the latest one on our page. It is definitely some great music that he's produced, and I can't wait to buy it and support his music, because I really love Omarion's voice. I love who he is as a person, and I'm not really believing the things that April Jones says about him, just because I feel like she's just hating her and Lil Fizz, in my own opinion. But I could be wrong.
So that's it for right now. I would love to hear what you guys think about these whole situations, Jay Boogs, this drugs situation. Up next, we're going to talk about Ray J and what we've been hearing hot tea about him this week, as well as Kenya Moore and her actual debut with her husband on Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's kind of cringy, and I really feel bad for her. I mean, she puts on this persona like she's like some really confident woman, but I really felt sorry for her when I watched this latest episode. And if you feel the same, make sure that you comment below. But otherwise, thanks for tuning in to Radio2TV.com. Don't forget to check out the WAC 100 latest post that I've actually done. It actually will disclose a little bit of more information about what happened with Nipsey Hussle's friends, as well as other people that had run into a WAC 100 as well. He just doesn't have a really good track record. And I'm not sure this is what he strategizes to be his strategy. I think it's clout chasing at its finest, but you could be the one to judge on that. Now, my studio audience, thank you so much for watching. I would appreciate it if you guys would go ahead and comment below, like this video, subscribe, share it with somebody else. And don't forget to become a subscriber, because only subscribers can actually win in January when we do our, I think it's going to be the 15th. So make sure you come on the 15th. We're going to be doing a drawing for a couple of lucky winners. So make sure you come in. We're going to be giving out some gift cards. So make sure you come back to join us on that. And Happy New Year to you. If you don't see us then, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Otherwise, my name is DJ Harmony, and you're listening to Radio2TV.com.